chapter 18, Jesus teaches about prayer. And he spoke a parable to them that they should always pray and not lose heart, saying, "There was in a city a judge who did not fear God and had no regard for man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came often to him, saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' And for a while he would not. But afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will give her justice, lest she wear me out by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And shall not God give justice to his chosen who cry to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I say to you that he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?' And he spoke also this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus, 'God, I thank you that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but struck his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I say to you, this man went home rendered righteous rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted.' And they were bringing to him even their babies that he should touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, 'Permit the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no way enter into it.' The rich ruler. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? None is good save one, God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour your father and mother.' And he said, 'All these things have I observed from my youth.' When Jesus heard it, he said to him, 'One thing you lack yet. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.' But when he heard these things, he became exceedingly sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus, looking at him, said, 'How hard it shall be for those that have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.' And they that heard it said, 'Then who can be saved?' And he said, 'The things that are impossible with men are possible with God.' And Peter said, 'We have left our own and followed you.' And he said to them, 'Truly I say to you, there is no one that has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the kingdom of God's sake who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life.' The way to Jerusalem. And he took aside the 12 and said to them, "We will go up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets about the Son of Man shall be accomplished, for he shall be delivered up to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and shamefully treated and spat upon, and they shall scourge and kill him. And on the third day he shall rise again." And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, and they did not understand the things that were said. And it came to pass, as he drew near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. And they said to him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, "Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me." And those who led the way rebuked him, saying that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "You son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And when all the people saw it, they gave praise to God.